Hello and welcome back to Coffee with the Missionary. I'm your host, Ryan Marshall. Just wanted to talk to you this week a little bit about some exciting things we have going on social media. Also tell you some statistics that I've compiled over the past couple of weeks with our monthly reports that have been turned in. Quite a few here lately, so just excited about what God's doing here in Papua New Guinea. But before we do that, let's hear about how easy it is to start your own podcast. Hey, and welcome back to Coffee with the Missionary. I'm your host, Ryan Marshall. Got some exciting stuff going on here in Papua New Guinea that I'd like to share with you. I was going over some monthly reports after our board meeting the other day and got some statistics compiled of new birth. I have a spreadsheet here now that's titled New Birth, and this is just out of a few of our churches, so I wanted everybody to hear what we have going on here. It is amazing because right now we are at 197 souls repented of their sins. We have 58 that were baptized in Jesus' name, and we have 74 that have been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. That is amazing. I am so happy to see these results come in. Whenever we talk about our monthly reports as a group and as an organization, I always tell these guys, you know, I'm not necessarily looking at offerings or tithes of tithes or anything like that. My number one thing is looking at these new births. So I do have a spreadsheet now that I've got a running total. It's wonderful seeing these things happen, and to God be the glory. So over the past few days, we've been doing some rebranding here at Coffee with the Missionary. I hope you're able to follow us on social media. We now have an Instagram, a Twitter, and a Facebook that is just dedicated to this podcast. That way people can listen to it on other platforms. You know, we're on every platform now. So if you want to listen to us on Spotify, Apple, Google, we're also on Overcast. We're on Amazon Prime. We are on Kindle. We are on Pandora, iHeartRadio. We've tried to open up every avenue we can so that people can follow what's going on here in Papua New Guinea. I know not everybody is as Apple sold out as I am. We always joke around saying I am Apple-stolic, so I have plenty of Apple products. That is my go-to. They're easier for me to use, and I feel like you get more bang for your buck. Everybody's always saying how much more expensive Apple is, but just so you know, sitting here looking at a MacBook Pro that I have here that is actually my wife's. I use a MacBook Air now because I travel so much that I like to have more compact and lighter. But my wife's MacBook Pro is still kicking, and it's a 2011, early 2011 MacBook Pro, still going strong. Mm-hmm. So I am pretty sold out to Apple products. Those are what I go to. So I listen to Apple Podcasts. I said all that just to say I listen to Apple Podcasts. That's my go-to subscription. But if you go to our Facebook page, it is at Coffee with a Missionary. I will put some links in the bio to our new social media platforms at Coffee with a Missionary. And the podcast RSS feed automatically uploads to our Facebook page now. So every week, after I post this podcast, it will be going to our Facebook page, so you can just listen directly there on Facebook. I have been asking for some ratings for a while. I'm getting plenty of ratings. Got 6 so far. I mean, I've only been doing this for like, 7 weeks now. So we do have 6 ratings. That's about 1 per week, but that's just not enough. I'm trying to get some recognition on the podcast platforms to put us up a little bit more. So if you could, leave us a review too. I would really like to hear how you guys are feeling about the podcast. Any suggestions, any criticism, bring it. I mean, that's why we do what we do, right? We want to make things better. We don't want things just stay the same and do all of this stuff. Do have some guests coming up in the future that I'm working on. I know it probably gets a little redundant hearing the same guy sit here and tell you the same things week after week. But, you know, it's exciting to see what God's doing here. I'm excited to be able to share these statistics with you. They are on our social media as well. Tweeted these just a couple of days ago, but the numbers have changed because we've had more reports come in, and that's never a bad thing. On Wednesday of last week, we had our last board meeting of 2021. which went very well. We had our installation of our newly elected officials, our older officials, they've been here for a while. Some of them were reelected, some of them were elected into new places, and some of them were just they weren't reelected into anything. But that's all right. There's always the next time if they still feel a call to that area. Maybe God will see fit to put them back in that area. But things are going great. We now have 13 positions on our national board, which is amazing. We've been able to add to that. I know you guys have heard me talk about that, but it's exciting stuff for us here in Papua New Guinea because, the more we're growing, the more structure we're getting, the better it feels. The more it feels like an organization where we're moving forward. We have positions now that's going to help people with discipleship, world missions. We've got a new presbyter on board. We've got young couples. We've got all of these new things. We're going to get some home Bible studies started. Just had, if you follow us on media, speaking of Bible studies, I just had four young men graduate from praying like the apostles prayed and biblical prayer. It's a great Bible study that we've really grown a lot in. It's usually an 18-week Bible study. We've done it in 18 days. So these guys are dedicated. They're committed. I told them, if it was too much, let me know. We'll slow down. But they just kept on pushing. It was great. We got that done yesterday. So this morning, one of the reasons that I'm a little late, it's 12:30 here in Papua New Guinea as I'm recording this. I know that daylight savings time has came into play to all my listeners back in the States. But we're 15 hours apart now, so we got to keep that in mind when I post this. I realize you guys are probably in bed or getting ready for it, and you probably won't even hear it till tomorrow, but that's all right. As long as you listen, as long as you want to listen, we thank you. We know we got a lot of people praying for us, a lot of people that are still lifting us up. Got a lot of people back in the States that are still supporting this work here in Papua New Guinea, and we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. But it's 12:30 now, and the Bible study we had this morning was great. We done a Bible study that is praying through the tabernacle. I was able to reach out to Brother Robin Johnson and get that, and we was able to do that this morning. So we done the Bible study part of it at the beginning. That takes about an hour or so. And then we took another hour or so. We just got down on our faces and we just prayed and cried out to God and just seeked after His will in our lives. Tomorrow we're going to be doing a short one Bible study lesson on the fivefold ministry, which is going to go into several, obviously. I mean, you can't really cover that in one, but tomorrow we're going to start a Bible study on the fivefold ministry. We're just going to do one, and then we have a couple of conferences coming up, some church openings coming up, so we're going to take a couple week break before we come back and we start doing those Bible studies again. That being said, next week we've got a big conference here in Western Highlands. It's going to be at Cow Mountain, and we're expecting a great turnout there. We're going to have our Western Highlands conference there at Cow Mountain, but we're also going to have our Jawaka churches coming as well, which is our next door province, and we'll also have our churches from the Southern Highlands there. So God is moving. God's doing great things. We had a record-breaking year with our ministers this year at our annual conference. We usually have quite a few that either don't come to conference or they don't make their obligation with their dues. But we had 55 pastors pay their dues and show up to conference this year, which is amazing. That's a wonderful step forward. We're growing exponentially. We have several outreach churches going right now that are close to being in the process of going into that next phase of building. We had several churches. I want to let you guys know where your deputations funds have been going, and it's been going great. Obviously, we push for that car, and you guys have seen plenty of Facebook videos where we go live from the car, going through town, or going out on the Highlands Highway, or things like that. Shout out to Kyle Shell. We bought that car off of him, and when we did, it had the roof rack on it and everything like that. But we noticed that it didn't have, it needed to be lifted, and needed a snorkel, needed a few things. But come to find out, I went to pay the registration fees in September, And he had already paid for the snorkel and the installation of that snorkel. And I went down to Broco Motors just the other day and talked to him, and they said, "Oh yeah, it's paid for. Bring it in, we'll do it." They ordered the part. They had it in within a week. I took it down there. They put it on. We was good to go. Now we have a snorkel on our car, so we're sucking in that cleaner air from up top, and we're able to go through a little bit more rugged terrain when it comes to water and things like that. You know, we're not doing that the whole Oregon Trail fording all the way up to the, you know, where it coming in the windows or anything like that. But we're able to hit some pretty decent stuff there on the way to the conference that we're going to at Cow Mountain. It's actually, we've got that going on. We've got a little river we got to cross to get to Cow Mountain, and we was able to go out there the other day in the truck and cut down some wood for their fire and have a good time there. We took a lot of the guys out there and had a good time. I'm giving you a lot of information. I know it sounds like I'm a little all over the place, but we've just had a lot going on here lately. These Bible studies we got going on with these guys have been going great, and we also had our caretaker, you know, our assistant son. He came in the other day. Pastor Charlie, his son Willie, has been going to Unitech in Lay. It's several hours away from here, and he actually made it back here on Monday. And everybody's been buzzing with excitement since then. And you know, he's been out and about. We've been able to spend some time with him. We're looking forward to the next couple of months. We'll have him here, and we'll be able to fellowship with him and have a good time with him. He's a wonderful young man. He's going to college right now, and you know, whenever he's here, you know, it's just a fresh wind. He was here when we first got here. He played the drums. He sang. He done all kinds of stuff, you know, in the church, and he still does. But it's just, you know, it's good to have people around every once in a while that you haven't seen for a while. Good to get that fellowship. Like I said, I'm getting some stuff set up for some of our people back in the States to be interviewed on here. With that being said, I have started a YouTube channel that I haven't posted on yet, so just bear with me there. I've got one that I used to do promo videos for missionaries on whenever I was World Missions Director back in America. And I started another one that's just dedicated to this podcast. That way, whenever we do Zoom calls, I can record those and put them on our YouTube channel as well as everything that we got here. Ultimately, you know, we want to be able to be close to as functional as we can be and as multimedia savvy as we can be in a third world country. Our infrastructure is not the best, so we don't always have, you know, great data or even an internet connection at all, for that matter. We've got our moments, but you know, we try, and we're doing some stuff with our logos and our branding that, you know, make sure you let me know how you feel about those. We done some pictures yesterday. I put them on our Facebook page and put one on our Instagram. At Coffee with the Missionaries, our Instagram as well, so you can check that out. At ALJCPNG is our handle on Twitter, so make sure you follow us there for updates on the podcast. The reason that I made all of these different forms and these venues is because I kind of got to the point to where, you know, people want to see what's going on here in PNG, and I understand that. So if you follow me personally, you want to see more than just post about this podcast. So I wanted to separate the two. I don't want people to think that this podcast is taking my focus off of the main thing, or that, you know, that I'm promoting it more than I should on my media stuff. And I don't want people to feel like we're losing sight. So I don't want to be that guy that's spamming everybody with his stuff. So, you know, if you go to these pages, you're obviously going to those pages because you want to keep up. And if you're following me personally and you don't really care about the podcast, that's all right too. But you can still see stuff that's going on here in PNG that way, just not on the same level. So it's all good either way. We love and appreciate you. We thank you for your prayers and your support. Just keep them coming. We definitely need prayer. You know, we're approaching the end of the year, and that means that, you know, Christmas time, Thanksgiving time. Pray for your missionaries, not just the Marshall family, but every missionary we have in the field. This is one of the hardest times of the year for us, excluding birthdays and things like that. You know, we're thinking about NYC. We're thinking about that time with our family. We're thinking about, you know, that time we get to spend with our granddaughter, or, you know, those of you that have multiple grandbabies. We know where you're coming from, but you guys just remember us in prayer during this time. this time away from everyone. You know, we still get, thank God for technology, we still get a FaceTime, we still get a talk on the phone, things like that. But there's something about, you know, just being there with them during this time of year, being able to give them a hug, you know, hold them, just do those things. But it's not a complaint. It's just something that we're human. We need prayers about that. We do have people here that we love and appreciate dearly, and we will be spending the holidays with them. But there's nothing like being home for Christmas and Thanksgiving and NYC and, you know, just those types of things. So remember us in prayer. Keep those prayers coming for all of your missionaries. We thank you for tuning in with us today. Please, please, please just make sure you check out these new social media sites. Like, follow, subscribe, share, comment, rate, review, whatever platform you're on. I could go on for days with all of this social media mumbo jumbo, but just make sure you do that so that you're able to keep track of us. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless. You've been listening to Coffee with the Missionary. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and comment. God bless.